This is topic 7, and we continue discussing factors underlying the effectiveness of a coaching system. The fourth factor in this analysis is the maximization of intrinsic motivation. This requires coaches to concentrate on the development of self-control and self-evaluation behaviors in athletes. Rarely is this a focus of coaching attention. One general strategy for developing this aspect of coaching is to always question athletes for their analyses and evaluation of their training and competitive performances. Athlete-generated analyses and evaluations should dominate those of the coach. So these two factors need to be developed. A crucial feature of any analysis or evaluation is the setting of standards for every activity that is performed in training and competitions. The setting of performance standards requires an athlete to interpret a coach's directions and then define performance quality and features to be displayed in an ensuing activity. Once those definitions are made, an athlete should not alter them. They should only reinforce themselves when those standards are equaled or surpassed. Another element of internal motivation is the ability of an athlete to perform self-reinforcement. Coaches will have to develop programs that will teach them what to say to themselves, how to vary that content, and how to reinforce several items of performance at once. There are mental skills that are offered by sports science associates that develop this capacity. Self-reinforcement also requires an athlete to be positive and negative in their responses to their own behaviors. On a more general scale, coaches have to model an example these internal motivation behaviors. This requires coaches to illustrate how they set standards for their own behaviors in coaching and how they evaluate them to see whether they have been effective. Athletes have to want to achieve to be able to perform to their maximum level. That achievement will be largely determined by the amount of internal motivation that drives them to participate in the sport. A failure to develop internal motivation leads to coach-dependent athletes who do not achieve high levels of competitive performance. Dependency on coach directions in competitive settings has been shown to be associated with poor levels of achievement. As well, coach-dependent athletes exhibit a lack of adaptability and coaching in unusual circumstances that arise at both training and in competitions. Thus, a failure to develop internal motivation results in a limitation on an athlete's application to training and competitions. The second maximization factor to be discussed in this topic is that of instructional processes. There are some technologies of instruction that are vastly superior to others, and it is advocated that coaches employ these technologies. On this topic's homepage is a link to an issue of Coaching Science Abstracts which presents the latest information on the most effective forms of instructional processes. It is recommended that these items be reviewed and embraced by coaches who wish to increase their effectiveness. Several of the technologies discussed there can replace current coaching functions. Technologies can also enhance instructional effects, particularly backward shaping or chaining, which is differentiated from the traditional forward instructional strategies that are universally accepted in coaching. Coaches need to concentrate on establishing behaviors in athletes rather than creating atmospheres in the environment. A failure to maximize instructional processes produces a retardation in athlete development. There will also be a reduction in training productivity. Since most sports rely upon skill and tactical development as the primary determinants of competitive performances, this feature of instruction is perhaps the most important of all the factors to be discussed in this particular workshop. This completes topic 7.